Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 6, 2010. I'll talk to you today about God's miracle fabric. You know, Levi Strauss made a good pair of durable denim jeans back in the day. But those pants never lasted through 40 years of everyday wear. Moving up to today's time frame, I don't care how expensive a pair of Birkenstocks you might buy. They're not going to cover thousands of miles over a span of four decades. The fact is that the most durable clothes and shoes that a man could make will not match the durability of clothes worn by the Hebrews wandering the Sinai wilderness for 40 years. Is it because Hebrew craftsmanship 3,500 years ago was far superior to that of modern-day skilled craftsmen using the best tools and materials technologically available? No. The clothes and sandals of the Exodus Hebrews lasted 40 years because God ordained that they would. It's that simple. You see, God wanted the wandering Hebrews to know in an unmistakable fashion that He was the Lord their God. Not only did their clothes and sandals not wear out, but they also ate no bread for 40 years. Can you imagine that? Nor did they drink wine or any other alcoholic beverage for 40 years. No worn out clothes, no worn out sandals, no bread, no wine, no booze, but instead only water from desert springs through two generations. Interesting ways for God to prove His existence, huh? Please don't ho-hum your way past these truths recorded in Deuteronomy 29, 5, and 6. These facts wouldn't be included in this vital chapter unless it was very important for believers to know this stuff. Now think about your life for just a few moments. Could you imagine the Holy Spirit telling you to pick one outfit from your closet and that you'd wear it every day for the next 40 years? And what about the idea of wearing the same pair of sandals for 40 years? I sure hope they were a comfortable fit. God demonstrates His power and sovereignty in different ways now, of course. But the most powerful way His power is shown, I believe, still involves garments. Spiritual garments, that is. Garments that never wear out. You can be sure that Satan is constantly trying to pull us this way and that way so that we'll tear our spiritual clothes. And he's trying to get us to be sloppy with faith so that we'll stain our clothes. And he'd even like to see us lay aside our spiritual clothes and put on the fancy duds that he offers. Yet because of God's grace and Christ's shed blood, our sin-tattered, sin-stained clothes and sandals can be made new and white. And we can enjoy the bread of life that feeds and sustains the soul as we consume God's Word. And on top of that, we can find refreshment from the living water of Christ's teachings. Listen, dear friends, as long as the Hebrews stayed in the camp, they enjoyed the provision of clothes and shoes that didn't wear out, and the provision of living water that refreshed them spiritually. Please, I ask you, stay in God's camp. Don't leave His protection. Follow His principles for faith, and He'll offer the enduring provision for the spiritual garments of your soul. After all, He is the Lord. As always, I love you, Martin.